The change that would affect the greatest number of people would expand what's known as DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. That program allows people who were brought to the U.S. illegally before they were 16 to remain in the country while they apply for citizenship. Attorney Jerome Graca says the change would allow people who were adults when they immigrated the same right. A change, he says, could affect 44 million immigrants nationally and 40,000 in Wisconsin.
Individuals who have U.S. citizen children, who have jobs already or potential for jobs, have a clean record, strong community ties, so those individuals would then be granted some sort of deferred status and given work authorization.
Graca says that change has support from many businesses that are now required to verify their employees' immigration status.
Employers won't have to police this any longer and, you know, maybe paying them under the table right now. Just that alone, especially in the dairy industry in the state of Wisconsin, it would have a major impact for those individuals with clean records.
But a spokesman for the Wisconsin Dairy Business Association says the proposed changes don't address the industry's greatest need. John Holyvote says what's needed is changing the current seasonal guest worker program to a year-round one.
How seasonally available agricultural visas used in other areas of farming could be applied and made to work effectively for dairy producers.
He says that's a change only Congress can make, and so far there's been no effort to expand or change those kinds of visas. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.